3, 2, 1.
Last week on Office Hours.
You want to tell people where Vic is?
Yeah, I mean, the truth is, Vic has this little dog that the audience knows, Rosie. My dog is an old bitch. She comes down here and starts giving Rosie shit. A little kind of shit going on. Rosie, who's this little thing, darts out the room. Bing! And immediately runs down into nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, where? Where?
Rosie! Rosie! Come on home, Rosie!
Rosie, won't you please come home? Daddy don't know where you've been. Rosie, won't you please come home? I put some dry food in your bowl. Rosie, Rosie, how I miss you. You mean all the world to me. Are you out there shaking and shivering? Bet you're nervous, yeah, but Daddy's here. Rosie, won't you please come home? If you're listening, hear my whistling.
California, state of California here, Glendale, California, Thursday, April 28th, and a beautiful day out.
Beautiful day, a little overcast.
Let's get right to it. We've got a huge show. First of all, good morning, Doug.
Hey.
And Vic, of course, the focus
Hello,
will be on you today
everybody.
Quite a bit. We've so much to get to. Jacqueline Novak is here. Jacqueline, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's
so
an honor and a thrill.
Nice to have you. You must be patient with us.
Oh, I'm
because we have a lead headline story that we definitely need to
absolutely
put focus on. And we're going to get through it and get it over with because we have so much fun stuff ahead.
Okay.
The Sleaford mods are in the house.
Thank you.
Direct from the UK. And I'm excited to see them perform and talk to them. So that's later in the show. Let's get to the main story tonight. Tonight, heads up, give me some news.
Hey, folks,
welcome. Give me some news music.
Coming right up.
And the headline today, the top story.
There we go.
As you all know, that's more of an entertainment.
Well, that's
Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith are on the rocks, ladies and gentlemen, apparently. Russell Brand was spotted at the club tennis. We all know what happened with that cold open. Rosie disappeared from the show last Friday, and I thought she was a goner. Where we live, there's lots of wilderness areas around, lots of open space.
Thank you for not telling me that you thought she was gonna die.
I was trying to put a positive spin on it, but there's not only lots of cars driving around, lots of empty space, there's also a lot of predators, including coyotes. There's a fair amount of coyotes.
A few bobcats up there.
I would think a large blackbird could take care of that, could have that dog for lunch if it wanted to.
Two sparrows, yeah.
So, Vic, walk us through. So, about 20 minutes before Bob showed up, some people think this is a bit. That's enough of the music.
No, I don't have to hide behind bits. You know,
Vic darted out looking for Rosie. What happened?
Well, we
lost touch with you. I was focusing on the great interview with Bob Odenkirk from last week.
Well, at the time, I was talking to the great David Neil Levin. We were setting him up to come in here. He's going to be, you know, doing a little bit with Bob. All of a sudden, I hear, Vic! And everyone's scattering, like everywhere, just like that. And like Rosie ran away. Like, where the hell did she go? And so I took off the wrong way, of course. So I went up the hill that way or whatever. So come down here.
It's not docks.
Yeah, no, so I'm trying not to. Okay?
I don't want to give any ideas of where the hills are.
So I'm just like panicking, but I had to keep it together for Rosie. And I run down, and everyone's already like chasing her from, you know, people. Find out where she turns off and goes into the back of the house, of a certain house down, like pretty far down. She took off and booked it. So I was like, okay, she's got to be in here. So these two houses in the backyard, I took as my place to search, and I searched the backyards. But these are not just backyards. They're like massive hills, and they're
ivy and cactus and everything.
And it rained that morning. Yeah. And it was just a mess. And I'm like going around for like from 9:15 until like 3 o'clock looking for Rosie.
My wife and son followed you down there to help. And like once the show ended, I was driving up and down looking, and my wife says, one of the strangest things I think I've ever seen in my life was Vic full flop sweat climbing up the side of this hill and then tumbling down the hill.
Like my feet over my head.
Full-on cartoon character.
Yeah, I thought it was like an ivy. You know, I thought it was just a hill, but there's like this much of ivy, and I stepped on it, and I had like these shoes on that I got at like Target that I thought were like cool, I brought them home. They're like $8, and their size is like 13, so they're too big for me.
$8 shoes.
So here they are. You can see that I was wearing those, and they were waterlogged, and there's just like...
Oh, boy.
Water everywhere.
So that's Friday.
This is a very long story, but we'll just try to
sum it up. That's Friday. You give up the search Friday night, Friday at...
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. I'm like,
tell your
what
kids,
am I going to do? Yeah, break
gone.
It to my kids. Oh, my kids came to help me like walk around and talk to people and pass out flyers. And then, so I go home and my wife's like, you promised your son you were going to take him bowling. So I had to go bowling in that mindset because he was like freaking out, you know. So I went bowling and I went home and slept as much
night?
As like.
What was that night like?
I took a bunch of melatonin, so I like passed out, and then I woke up at 5 the next day and came back
5
to Glenn.
PM?
Yeah, 5. Yeah. I totally forgot about Rosie. No, I got up at 5 and I came over here and looking around again, nothing. So I went back home, and then I didn't know what to do again. So we went bowling again,
double dose.
We
of
did that.
Bowling.
And what, I'm
you
like,
anyone, you Doug, like, Doug, have you ever bowled 2 days in a row in your life?
Did you really bowl twice?
I bowled Friday and Saturday, and then we went Sunday again.
What was your score?
In all seriousness.
Did you break 100?
It's like me going to Kansas.
No, it's just like, it's bumper bowling, you know, so it's just like you roll it down. And
okay, so
I don't need the bumpers, though.
You had bumper bowling and you still didn't get 100?
No, I didn't.
So Saturday.
So Saturday, yeah. Saturday. Okay, so
Doug's
I go back.
Saturday drop.
Yes,
Saturday. That's his.
I have that. So anyway, so Saturday I go back, and I'm freaking out. Like I gotta find this dog, but like I didn't give up hope, even though I knew there's a good chance that a coyote or a bobcat got it or whatever.
By the way, let me say on Friday I had the very logical, but you know, essential to the story and essential to. What's about to come? Idea to let's make a quick flyer for the neighborhood.
Right,
make a quick lost dog flyer. Right,
that's true.
I put that together using Pages, that app, the program Pages. We know Pages. It's almost like Word but for Mac, which we love.
I love you, Daddy.
And then
I get one. I print about a few of those out.
A few of those. How many did you put? Like 10 or something like that?
Well, I only put 3 of them.
Okay.
But I put them in strategic places that I knew.
I knew that was working because I was like, you know, I would see the posters up. I'm like, oh yeah, it's a good reminder. So when I was at home, I made a little poster up and it says, you know,
another poster.
Okay. A different poster. I put some color on it and some red and says lost dog. You know, call Vic. No, it said call or text Vic. Like, why would I put like text? Like,
I don't know.
But
like,
just like,
please,
so there's
please, Jacqueline, you're here. This is to contribute to the conversation. But like, yeah,
I've had so much to say.
So then,
I'm not even joking.
No, please,
okay.
I'm deeply into the story. Okay. Like, I'm like.
So then,
on the edge of my
Then I'm like, I'm getting like goofy. I'm getting like, I'm just like, where? I'm going
getting
everywhere,
goofy.
getting goofier. I'm going everywhere. I'm all by myself too, by the way, here. I'm just like, you know.
Wife's left you.
The wife's like, she's like, yeah, she's bowling. And then I'm by myself and I'm walking around and I just decided to get a little stoned. So I just had a little of the Vicks vape pen.
Whoa,
just like it calmed me down a little bit. Uh-huh. Not a whole lot, just a little bit. And then I see an SUV coming, and I'm like, I'm going to give a flyer to this guy because it's like right where Rosie probably turned off, and the window comes down. I walk up to it. I'm like, and I'm like, it's Fred Armisen. I'm like, hey, Fred.
No, it's not.
What? Where?
I believed it was Fred Armisen, and I go, hey, oh, Fred.
You believed it was.
But it was not Fred Armisen. It looked exactly like him to me. It was like an older Indian man.
Do you smoke cigars?
And he's like, no, I just got here. I didn't see it. But I shook his hand, and
Fred's
he gave me.
Older Indian man.
But he gave me like this part, so I shook it like this.
Yeah. Okay.
And I gave him a flyer, and I got the hell out of there. And then I went home again and got my daughter.
It's going home twice
Yeah, I think
now?
I went home again. It's such a blur. But I went home and got my daughter because she wanted to help out. And she helped me flyer everything. Then all of a sudden, this community is nice. Everybody's beautiful. I'm talking Glendale here. Everybody's like trying to help. They love dogs. So I give a flyer to one man who's going by with his wife. Happens to be,
he's here right now.
Oh, he's in the room.
Steve is here
in the room.
Steve.
Thank you.
Lives up the road.
Yes, and he had a whole party going. Can you give the names here? Like, who was all searching for Rosie here?
Well, my wife and I were searching for her.
Uh-huh.
So we looked for her on Friday.
Okay.
We saw the post.
Okay.
And
wow.
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. I kept checking my phone thinking I'm going to get something, you know, and then I'm like, I give you a flyer, which I didn't know I was going to ever see you again. I didn't know if you're just going to crumble it up or whatever, you know, because everyone assumed it was dead. You know, they assume it was dead. Because like, as I'm searching behind the house, they're like, just so you know, you're searching where bobcats live.
Uh-huh.
Like I was like in there, you know,
your den.
So then, my daughter and I are like, like, I don't know what to do. We miss Rosie and my daughter Ruby. She's like, man, it would be so cool if like Rosie came out after us, you know, out of nowhere. And I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen, but you know, it'd be really cool. So then I turn around to go home. I'm about to get on the highway, and who calls but Steve over here? And I see this number of like, whoa, wait a minute, this is going to be something. And you're like,
we found the corpse.
I felt bad because I didn't know your daughter was in the car.
And it was on speakerphone.
It was on speakerphone. I realized it immediately. I said, your dog's just been attacked by a coyote. And I heard, all I hear is, oh no!
Oh man.
So, and I'm just like, I had to like jump into like stay calm, which is like, you know, normally I'm like, blah, blah, but like I stay calm. And I'm like, I'm thinking like, this is a possibility that it's just, you know, who knows, the entrails are sticking out. We can put them back in or something. So I turned around. He told me where to go. Like, and I booked it. And you knew that she was here because you have a fancy security system that tracked the entire thing. And so from my point of view, I'm just turning around and I'm flying up the street, and all of a sudden,
Vic hits a dog.
I hit a dog. And then my dog comes out. Yeah, then my dog comes out, and I could not believe it. Like, there she is. She looked. I just stopped the car in the middle of this four-way intersection.
Oh God.
Got out, and I go around the back of the car because she's just going. She looks deranged. Like her eyes are like big, and like I didn't recognize her face. And just, you know, it's like 36 hours, on her own.
God.
And I'm like, Rosie. And she looks at me and just keeps going. Mm. And then I go, Rosie, like that or whatever. Stopped and came back to me. I walked up to her and she started biting me like crazy and everything.
Really?
And then I hugged her and she smelled me. calmed down, and that was it. And then, and my daughter comes running down, and we're hugging in the middle of this like intersection, all three of us.
Holy shit.
And these cars are going by.
Don't curse.
Yeah.
We're gonna get flagged.
My daughter's gonna hear this.
Okay.
And that was the end of the story. But then I find out that Steve knew about this thanks to technology and thanks to flyers too.
Like, so like, you Steve, your house is some kind of fortress of technology.
Yes.
You've got, how many cameras do you have on your property? This is not a huge property.
No, not at all. But 20 cameras is pretty
how
much.
How dare you?
So far.
Listen.
It's like the White House over there.
The wife yells at me because I'm a little...
More like the Wife House.
It is, but the reality is I go away for like a gig or whatever it is, and she's literally scrolling through cameras until I get home. So she loves it when I'm, you know, when she needs it.
But. Yeah. Uh-huh. So you have this footage of what happened moments before Vic found...
This is like Rosie. A minute before I grabbed her, because you can see, maybe just play the thing. And
yeah, so let's play. This is the footage that's sent to us.
And we didn't edit it. This is not edited or anything.
I'm building a fence. Excuse the mess around the house.
This is it. You're not going to believe this video.
It's a coyote.
It's a coyote chasing Rosie.
It's going all around the house.
Hi, this is Vic Berger here. And you know I don't like stress. That's why I'm personally inviting you to eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious meals. Every Factor meal is fresh and never frozen. It's chef-created, dietitian-approved, and it's ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I tried the Chef's Choice meal plan, and it was a chef's kiss of meals that hit all the spots and filled our bellies at the Berger household. I know you're asking yourself, what were Vic Berger's favorites? Creamy Dijon pork tenderloin and garlic herb salmon. These are classic dishes that are ready to go with no cleanup and not a problem at all. So get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals. And get back to doing what you love this spring. Now, these are premium meals with premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Sign up now. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50. OFFICEHOURS50. At factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Oh my God.
The fence here.
She's gonna make it. Oh my God. Fence. Oh, it got her.
That little, I was going to say, well.
So.
Coward.
Oh, wait.
Coward. Yeah,
I know. And he's lazy. He's lazy.
Wait, but what you don't know is it was going back to jump over the retaining wall.
Oh.
Because it was going to get her from this other side. But I just built a fence.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fence is work.
Build that fence. Who's this coward?
So,
I'm not even saying coward so many times today for no reason now that it's in my head.
So Rosie was stuck in the fence trying to get through, like squeezing through, and the coyote like grabbed onto her foot with his mouth. But he didn't like bite it like hard though, I think, because there's no marks or anything like that.
Good.
And so this here is the neighbor's dog and
Kevin.
His walker, right? This is good old Kevin the dog.
Kevin the dog.
And his presence and this man's yelling. Right here, he yells. He goes, hey, what's up?
Scaring the
That's
cat.
Raymond.
Yeah, Raymond.
Oh, my God.
And so he's on the other side of the fence here. Watch the right side here. Can you see it? Oh, maybe not. But anyway, there's another angle where you can see Rosie cut off into the side. And then that's when I picked her up when they went down the bottom.
All right.
Of
well,
there's
is that the next day the coyote came back looking for Bobcat.
That's a bobcat.
Oh. Yeah.
The bobcat loves our Buddha.
That's cool.
Is there water in there?
There is water, yeah.
That might be part of it.
Yeah.
Maybe try putting arsenic and see what happens.
Well, I saw Bobcat in the backyard.
Steve, anything you want to add to this?
No, I'm super happy that it worked out.
So and, grateful. Know, I mean, the timing of that.
If anyone needs any surveillance camera tips, you know where I am.
And that's the thing. I want to push. Like, I didn't have it before, but get like a little GPS thing in your dog.
Oh, yeah.
It's like getting frightened out.
We could have avoided this entire incident if you had the GPS.
We could just be having fun and laughing, you know? But
I put one in Doug last week, too. I'm always curious about where he's at.
Look at her.
This thing. Here we go. There she is. And got a little GPS unit, and this Thunder Vest works for high anxiety dogs. Highly recommend it, and I know exactly
what's
where
in her
she
head.
From.
What's the little?
And this is a kiss from Ruby. Let's get it. Yeah, there we go.
It's a wholesome show.
Can you imagine if this thing died? I mean, what would we do? It's like not good.
Well, she's going. Everyone, all pets, all people, all things die.
They die
at some
eventually.
Point. So
eventually,
just everyone.
Yeah.
Hang on to
try
that.
Try to let go of that.
Yeah. But no,
in the mornings. In the mornings, generally.
But could I just button that with the? Is that the word term? I want to like. I was like so stressed out and everything, and like I don't know, I have some revelation where I'm like, now I feel like I'm happy now. You know, that, like we got her back. I'm like, you know, and
well, sometimes when you when you're faced with your biggest fears, that releases something where you become, not to get all new agey here, but
that.
You know, you say, okay, that was the worst. That was my fear, and it happened.
Yeah,
and I'm still and I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I, you know. Now, if she would, I feel like, you know, if something irreversible happened with her, we might be in a different situation.
Might be in a different state. But I'm just trying to keep that positivity. And this morning, I got to tell you, we woke up and my wife's car was dead and I had to haul her all around to school, get her to teaching and everything. And then I almost got in an accident on the highway, and this guy, like, thought I hit him, and he got out and he's like, hey, you hit me. I'm like, no, he didn't hit you. But then I was like, I took a breath and I calmed down. And I thought of Rosie and I shook his hand.
Whoa.
With a little tip.
Yeah, I did this, yeah. I said, I don't know what to tell you because I don't think I did, but if you say I did, I'm sorry. Can I give you $20?
And,
Did he take it?
No, I didn't take it.
But, that would be weird, right?
But he was very happy.
Okay, I'll take 20.
He was very happy that I shook his hand and I accepted, you know, I gave him a little apology. So there's.
Well, thanks for joining us.
That's the story. We'll talk to you next year. But now
we do have to run.
Yes.
Jacqueline, congratulations on your success.
Thank you, Steve.
And all the best.
Thank you,
Steve.
Thank you for having me.
Now, a little capper on my end is it turns out that Steve here, the other day, I met you briefly a few times in the neighborhood, but then you go, hey, by the way, good luck on the tour coming up.
Or
mention the tour. I'm going on tour this summer, big tour. Steve works for the promoter and does all the contracts and the legal side of making sure that I get paid, and I'm not getting ripped off by some of these club owners.
Oh, yeah.
That's a small world, don't you think?
Very small.
And you got to be excited about the tour.
Very excited about the tour. Come on. It's
going to be a big show. It's going to be a great show.
The pounding.
Steve, get back to work. Make sure everything's.
Thank you for having me.
Everything's
appreciate
on the up
it.
And up with some of these seedy club owners.
Big hug for saving the day.
Steve,
thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Unbelievable, this guy.
All right, let's.
Unbelievable.
All right, I wanted that to be a 10-minute thing. It was a 20-minute thing. I'm gonna have to accept that.
I piped in a couple times.
Yeah,
honestly.
See, it's wearing off here. It's like
I'll say.
Let's take a quick call just to check the systems there. By the way, Tom is here again for the second week. Matt Carlin, Captain Carlin, is on Zoom, as some of you can see. Matt, you want to say hi real quick?
Captain Carlin.
Hello.
Matt, why are you refusing?
Greetings.
Why are you refusing to be a producer on this show, or a in-studio producer, I should say?
I am on strike. I'm trying to unionize with Doug and Vic, and they are refusing.
I'm not interested.
So
I'm
the only one.
Partnerships. So I don't know how
on strike.
Work.
Well, I'm ready to strike. I got COVID at your show in Williamsburg. Thanks.
No evidence that you got it at my show.
Thanks
no evidence. How do you? There's no evidence. You got it at my show.
Oh, I have plenty of evidence. It'll all come out.
Okay.
It'll all come out.
Well, I'm clean as a whistle.
Super spreader event.
No, this is.
I thought I'd be safe in the VIP, and I was not. My whole family has it, and it's a mess. And
yeah, but not because of me. Get that talk out because you had it before.
It
your wife had it before.
No, I think I did get it. I think I did get it at that show. But
turns
but
out
that's
I got
okay.
COVID.
Not your
my
fault.
Ticket sales.
I know.
Collapsed now because
well, there is that gap
you
between
wear
infection and symptoms, right? So
yes.
You know, maybe it was Well, sometimes I feel like people are like, oh, I, symptoms today, I got it last night from so-and-so.
No, there's a
and we
whole,
know those are not the
no
numbers.
No one knows. It's a no mystery.
Oh,
when I was on the mask a lot in New York, and the lesson is just wear the mask. I was very stupid. And it's my wife already had bronchitis, and then I gave her COVID with her bronchitis. It's a mess. It's a big mess.
All right. Well, we had good news. Now we have bad news. That's the way the show goes.
You're fired, bud.
But if we're all
fired.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Go back to enjoying the show. Go back to eating. Matt likes to eat on camera when we're having those Tuesday meetings.
I was just chowing down.
Just eating nuts,
Vic,
and chomping.
What a harrowing story. Thanks for sharing.
Yes. Thanks for allowing it, Matt.
Thanks for doing the abridged version.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was the abridged version? Yeah.
There's a moral lot more to add in there.
Right. Moral of the story, don't get a pet.
That's what You've been pet free for a while
I'm
now.
I'm pet free. It's the best.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Not living with fear.
All right, let's talk to somebody in the Zoom community. Everybody wants to say hi. We're now banning any conversation about this missing dog. That's over. We can't just, you know what people are going to do. They're going to come in and be like, Vic, I'm so happy to hear this. Like, we know.
Because they're being nice.
Unless you have to come in with an interesting opinion, which I wouldn't agree with, but it could be something like, I wished that something terrible had happened to your dog.
Mm-hmm. I'll start fucking.
There, that's controversial.
Right. Yeah.
That then we can get into it. But if you're just calling in to wish well, send him a DM.
I'll start fucking banning people from Patreon.
And we want to give a lot of a time and attention and a lot of a time and attention and a lot of a time and attention to Jacqueline Novak, graciously come.
That's very kind. I mean, not too much, you know.
Not too much.
I like to pipe in from the side.
Yeah, I mean, you're comfortable
you know, a
with
third
your role
mic,
here
so
today.
To speak.
Yeah. Color commentary.
Yeah.
What?
That's out of
what song is that?
That was Blink 182. That's good. That's...
They're not invited on my show.
They're gone.
Who do we have, Tom?
We got Robert Wells here.
Oh, Robert Wells. You know Robert Wells,
of course.
The esteemed Professor Robert Wells. Hello, Robert.
Yes, hello. Sefe Feff, that's the hi.
Sefe Feff, Robert, how can I help you today?
I'm zooming in. I am a college professor and zooming in for my actual office hours here on campus.
I just, whoa. A total random blind guess. You have a nice professorial sounding name. What do you teach?
I'm primarily a Spanish professor, but also do humanities courses on film, Latinx studies, and identity and society.
Identity and society. Fascinating. Whoa, nice. You're one of these you're one of these groomers, aren't you? You're grooming our students into their mindset. How dare you?
Well, we are watching and discussing a queer film this week in my film class, Wong Kar-wai's Happy Together. So I'm clearly grooming these students, to be queer.
Good. Now we need more. We need as many as we can possibly take.
But
I want everybody to be happy in their own skin, right, Jacqueline? Yes.
Absolutely. I came here just to support that.
We are nothing but tolerant and accepting of all lifestyles. That, you know, as long as your lifestyle is not infringing on anybody else's territory, not ruining anybody else's day, what do we care?
How can you say something like that?
Did you have anything specific, or are you just checking in and saying hi?
Yeah, I had a question, somewhat related. I'm, for the first time, going to Italy this summer.
Mm.
I know Tim recently had a great time in Italy. Wonder if you had any travel recommendations. I'll be in at least Venice, Florence, and Rome, so the major hotspots. Wonder if Tim or anybody else had any other recommendations.
Get yourself one of them Fromers guys.
Oh, fuck you.
Fromers, right? Fromers, Rome on $5 a day. Those are always helpful.
Yeah, I can see that.
I get out to the small town. If you're in Florence, like we didn't go to Florence. Not all. I didn't go. Some other people went, and they're like, skip it, because it's just a big city at this point. It's a big, you know.
just the classic tall buildings and such, the modern.
Yeah, and you could, there's, you know, Macy's there.
Yeah.
You know,
you
got to
shield your eyes.
Madewell.
Literally, I think there's a selfie museum in Florence now.
Maybe you can go check that out. Go check out that David sculpture.
But Tim, did you go to like Pisa or Bologna?
Pisa is unbelievable. Go to Pisa. That's where we were close to, and I thought Pisa was a great. And Lucca, I'd highly recommend Lucca. It's a really cool walled medieval city that is everything you want.
Keeps the coyotes out. Olive
Garden.
Keeps the coyotes out. Thank you, Doug. All right, well, get back to work. Make sure those students are learning Spanish. Do you know Spanish, Jacqueline?
I don't. Oh, yeah. I took French to go see Les Mis, you know, on the eighth grade trip. Yeah. If you took French, you got a Les Mis trip.
I went to see Les Mis myself, probably. May I ask you your general age, your general range?
Sure.
Is that an inappropriate thing to do? I just realized as I was saying it.
I'm 39.
39, okay.
I mean, why hide it, right?
So we're in the same general...
Oh, absolutely.
You would have been you would have been in eighth grade when I was a high school senior.
Yeah.
Would not be definitely hanging out with you.
No. I never did. Yeah, I didn't try to...
Imagine
run
an eighth grader hanging out
me.
With a senior in high school.
Oh.
That's an odd couple.
It was rare. It was rare.
Oh, that's going to give me some hate mail.
I gotta learn Spanish because I'm going to Spain.
Why are you going to Spain?
For fun.
Who needs you to go to Spain?
Nobody.
Okay. Lock the gate.
Where is Doug going in Spain?
Barcelona. Valencia.
Don't make fun of the language, Doug.
Valencia, Barcelona.
Barcelona, Valencia.
Was he pronouncing it correctly or making?
I'm going to Lisbon, Portugal.
Simultaneously, both. I guess.
People are sensitive.
Lisboa. I'm doing some Duolingo. Is that going to help, or should I call you?
A little bit of both. As much as you can possibly practice input-output makes the biggest difference. Watching shows, listening to podcasts in Espanol or in Portuguese.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to start. This podcast is now in Espanol.
We should do one. Translate it to dub it in Spanish. I think you should do it, sir.
Speaking of Europe in general, you have a run of dates coming up
in
London.
I do. Sorry, what? June 24th, 25th, and 26th at Leicester Square.
Our gentlemen, the Sleaford Mods, who are coming up later, confirmed that we shall be pronouncing it Leicester Square.
Yeah, Leicester. We don't have to mess around in there.
There's all kinds
syllables.
Of extra letters in there.
Yeah.
Because we were there, Tim, remember?
I know.
At the very, very same
At the very
venue.
Same
Very
theater.
Same place.
Wow. So listen.
How were they? Okay.
I just want to contextualize a few things here. Jacqueline Novak has a one-woman show entitled Get on Your Knees.
Yeah, and one-woman show is always a tough sell, but,
Let's talk about that for a sec.
Yeah, well, it's a charged term.
Last year, maybe the year before, I don't know when, it came up on my radar because our mutual friend, and what I think rising quickly on my list of funniest people in the world, John Early,
absolutely,
directed this show. Which I'm sort of like...
You're like, where is
and
the
And I
direction?
Talked to him. I said, like, what does that mean? Like, what did you do? And he goes, I don't know.
Yeah, it meant we went to dinner every night.
And talked about it.
Yeah, and even just... it was very much like treating me like the, like feral sort of animal that, like, you didn't want to spook. So, and basically just, like, me and him going into the theater setting and being like, oh, my God, like, we're doing this in a theater. And just, like, us going to dinner and... Dinner was really a big part of it. Like every night, pasta.
Sure.
Well,
how do you start? Because you're a stand-up. Would you consider yourself a stand-up comedian?
Yeah. There's a dignity to just, excuse me, no, it's stand-up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this kind of like hang-up as a woman of kind of like, of course, a woman would do a one-person show. Like laughs, you know, like she can get by on confessional, whatever.
Right.
So I have this thing like, no, it's stand-up. Like, it's kind of like with the boys.
Yeah,
like
just relax.
Laughs per minute. Like.
There's not like, because I saw the show at Largo.
Yeah,
like,
and I was like, oh Jesus, because I was like,
you
I was
knew
like,
I was there.
I think the guy
Flanny.
There. Yeah, we'll drop his. You know, Flanny mentioned, and I was like, fuck, because oh shit, I did it again. It's
no,
real, right?
I was just kidding.
Okay,
totally
I wasn't
used the
completely
F word,
sure.
The C word, the D word, whatever you want.
But I was like, because I think you're, you know, the funniest
tops.
And tops. And of a very specific kind that I'm like, well Tim
is not
going to find
him.
This funny. Tim is going to find this.
I sat there like this.
Yeah.
just one woman show,
just
eh?
What
is she? Gilda Radner?
Yeah. Just
Lily Tomlin now.
And I had to tell myself,
forget
people
it.
Don't only enjoy like a rendition of their own style, which I'm sure you've seen plenty of over the years. I just had to let go of that.
Oh, I loved it. And it definitely wasn't, I mean, I guess I loved it and also was like, this isn't really even for me or it shouldn't be for me or whatever. It felt like it challenged me.
Right.
But it was also like just very funny and good stories. And it wasn't pretentious in any way. It wasn't good. That there was this like good. Lights and, you know, like,
no, yeah,
like, that, like a Cate Berlant spoof of something right. of a one woman.
Exactly.
Show, right?
And yes,
it's just very real and genuine, but very, very funny. And about kind of, I don't want to give anything away, but it is about, you know, coming into your own sexually.
Yeah.
Would you say
it's just, very yeah, I mean, it is, the thread is kind of the, like the blowjob is kind of the thematic thread. And
I'm coming day and night.
Okay, thank you, boys.
Okay,
no, but in a very open but yeah, and funny.
Our fear,
and
the fear around the show, and what me and John were trying to do. Oh no, I was going to say the fear around the direction and the like positioning of it or whatever was the fear of being like two things. Like me and John, like the direction is like, okay, moments where we don't want it to feel like, and this is how me and John refer to it as And then it's don't mansplain to me. Okay, yeah, that's the primary energy that we try to avoid. And there are moments where it like kind of dips into that because whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But
there was in the audience, I mean, it does play to women more than men, maybe.
I mean not I'll that it's not that it's
intentional.
It.
No, yeah, right, exactly. Right. It just naturally happens. And there's an empowering, there's moments in the show that feel like women are empowered by
right, and I'm uncomfortable when there are cheers.
There are cheers.
Like when there's those rallying moments, I get very uncomfortable with it. I'm like, I got to pull that back because that's like, you know, I don't want to, you know what I mean, right? Why I would be uncomfortable with like people rallying around it?
Because you could easily lean into that and make it become this
so
kind of.
I get like when they cheer, I feel like embarrassed and try to offset it, but it. That can become its
control,
own, like...
You also can't control it.
Yeah, to be perversely trying to go in the other direction.
Can we... let's take a hotline. See how I pivot?
Yeah.
I pivot.
Wow.
I'm a sex machine, like ready to reload.
Got to do the City of the Day at some point.
City of the Day! After this hotliner.
Could skip it, too.
Perry, are you there?
Thank you for your permission.
It's nuts.
Vic.
Wow.
Hello.
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 Hey, how's it My going own? There, Rumbly? Mr. Rumbles.
Hashtag happy.
You flying a kite?
Oh, sorry, Tim. no, I am walking my dog, which actually informs the story I have. But anyway, hi, Tim, Doug, Vic.
Hey.
Guess my name is Carrie. I'm calling from Spokane, Washington. Now, you've had a few callers from here before who were a little
George
shittier,
Washington.
But I'm trying to be... as respectful as I can.
Thank you. Somebody
first
has to be.
First, Tim.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I'll try to do it. Tim, you and Eric, of course, responsible for my comedic awakening. I saw Tom Goes to the Mayor in 2002, and pretty much everything in my life, all the comedies I've enjoyed since then.
2004.
Have been. Thank
you.
Thanks to you and your style, so appreciate it.
Thank you.
I've loved everything you've done except the white boy sketch in Awesome Show. That one went totally over my head, but everything else has been perfect.
What?
Fair enough. I was actually ruminating on that today, this morning, for some reason. I thought, because somebody posted on TikTok, which I'm now on because it's strategic marketing for me. Hashtag happy. I will be fully transparent with everybody about everything in my life going forward now. Okay?
I made the sign for white boys.
And somebody on TikTok.
I feel like the internet hasn't let us be as open as we want to be. You know, people are still very reserved online and respectful. So we really should let down our guard a little bit on the internet.
I was just going to say that somebody had posted a clip of a sketch we did on Awesome Show called Zits, which is like this Charlie Rose style interview.
Oh, God. I
was like,
oh,
that's a good one.
That one in Burp.
That was really, and then we had a sequel to that called Burps. And it's just me and Eric talking about Zits. And I was like, if I was going to make my list of favorite sketches, that would be on there. But I think white boys would be on there, too. Doug? Just because of how strange it is.
I'm not saying it's a bad sketch. I'm saying I don't understand that.
I understand. There's nothing really to understand.
There's nothing to understand, right?
It's just pure visual
fun. Well,
that's
the thing. Yeah, I know there's, it's not like too cerebral any of your bits, but there are normally there's something behind them that I'm like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing there. For whatever reason, that one's a novel.
Yeah,
Well, thank you very much for the general compliment.
No, love you.
A little dose of salt in there.
That's
and everything. I know. Well, listen, I'm calling into the Hothead Hotline. I got a complaint.
Oh,
so I bought a house a year and a half ago. My fiance and I our first home, and we were really excited, really jazzed. And we moved in next to these people who have this dog, big, brown, I guess, kind of pit bull mix or something. I don't know what the hell. So when we moved in, we had a dog and a cat, and these people on the other side of our fence, big wood fence, had two dogs and then got a third. Third one somehow disappeared, but, you know, that is what it is. Every single day, all day long, since we moved in, this brown dog has been antagonizing the shit out of us. I mean, just constantly patrolling the fence on its side of the yard.
Okay.
Scratching the fence, barking at us when we're outside. And we've talked to the neighbors a couple times. We don't have much of a relationship with them because they've been pretty rude and standoffish besides this.
Yeah.
And we told them, you know, like, listen, it's a fucking problem. Like, our dog can't hang out in the backyard by themselves.
Yeah.
Because your dogs are just, like, threatening to break down the goddamn fence.
Yeah.
And we told them so many times. They're home all day. We work from home. Like, everybody's in these houses all day long. And yeah. Nothing gets done. We send our dogs out there. They're out there every single fucking time. One of our dogs has a bad anxiety problem. She's conditioned now. She knows to run to that fence every single time she goes into the backyard. Because 9 times out of 10, that little fucker's going to be there ready to fight. So it's just been a fucking nightmare. We've been trying to get these people to listen to us, to work with us. You know, just like, hey, we're 30 yards away from each other. Can we come to some sort of fucking understanding? And they have just...
I have an idea.
Well, I think... I have an idea, too.
I just want to ask you... You framed this as a complaint. Who's this a complaint?
Bodily harm.
So what does this have to do with me?
I can't do that.
Does this have anything to do with me?
No.
This is a general complaint.
He wants a hot tip for him.
No, he wants advice here.
That's what he should have said. Thank you.
Complaints about you, Tim?
No, I mean, because you framed this as I have a complaint, which is generally how you start to say that you have a problem with the person you're talking to.
He's got a complaint, not about something else.
I tighten my anus
hard. That's true.
Try shoving something up my rear during that moment.
With every
good luck.
On this call. In the 69, my Humpty nose will tell you real. No, all right, I love all of you. My complaint is generally... Yeah,
so here's how you want to start that. If we were going to do a take two, which I would have loved... we are alive. I would have said, sir, kindly restart and say, Tim, I need some advice. Not
it's clean.
I have a complaint, right?
It's sharp.
But let's hear it because Jacqueline has some thoughts on the situation.
Yeah. Well, the first thing that comes to mind.
I'd love to know what you think.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, sometimes the guest, you know, gets
short shrift.
There's an old phrase.
You're important to the show as much as Tim is.
Can you give her the space to speak?
Sucky. No, I really appreciate that. Sometimes they don't even catch the name. You know what I mean? And I heard my name come in. So, you know, the old phrase, good fences make good neighbors. Okay? Instead of trying to change these people. And you know that phrase, right? Or don't you?
Don't engage with him.
I've never heard
any
that.
Any opportunity.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Never heard such
I've heard that. I've
Take
heard.
Two. So, yeah, the idea being, of course, it's easier to... coexist when the boundaries are strong, right? I'm wondering, instead of trying to change them and change their dog, you go bigger fence.
Oh.
You mentioned a large wood fence. Is it their fence? And, you know, we heard today about...
No, we own the house. We own the house.
We know you own the house.
I have an idea.
You're crowing about that at the top of the call.
Just do a cinder block cement fence.
Oh yeah!
And so, by the way, sir, you might have to mute between.
I know it's very hard, and I don't know why Luke isn't doing that. But
throw a side knife steak over the wall.
The question is the fence?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Is
it your fence or their fence
or both? Is there such a thing?
Washington is technically a communal property thing.
Okay, so it's
ours and the person who.
What do you call that?
But the people who live in the house are not the ones who own it.
Can I give a little? I was gonna say one thing when because you're shouting over to your neighbor, hey, I want to fucking talk to you. Like that's the, like starting off on the bad foot.
Yeah, are you saying it like that?
Hey, I gotta talk to you
with all the f bombs.
The little fucker. If you go in with little fucker about someone's dog,
kill him with kindness.
Is that really your tone with these people, or are you just kind of spicing it up for us?
No, I mean, this has really been a problem for the 15 months we've lived in the house. It's been every single day.
Well, listen, I have one,
and I did not meet them.
That's what you want to meet them, not at the fence, but it's very easy to make friends with dogs. And I just made friends. Well, I'm a dog man now. My next door neighbor, we just moved in not too long ago, has two scary Rottweilers, and they come right up to the fence and they poke their heads through. And for like 2 months, I'm like, what the hell? What is this? It's scary, you know, mm-hmm. frightening me. And I just started sneaking little treats in, and now I throw balls over the fence. I'm just a happy guy now, Tim. I know.
Yeah, no dogs ever bitten anybody.
But those dogs love me, though. They love me, though. So that's what you can do, because you already have your home there.
Yeah, maybe try to get the dog on your nice side. If that doesn't work, you're going to have to go to plan B, which will unfortunately be poisonous.
You might have to put it down, yes.
All right, listen. Can I just do the city of the day? Thank you, Spokane. Do you want to be the city of the day?
The city of why not? We deserve it.
Spokane. City of the day.
Washington.
So I'm trying to think of something. Spokane, cocaine, something there. I don't have it yet.
Washington.
Well, and there's sometimes you hear Spokane. Sometimes you hear Spokane.
Yeah. Jeremy Spokane.
Now that's in the interior portion of Washington. Right. Where are you from, Jacqueline?
New York suburbs, to be clear. Not
upstate?
Trying to.
Upstate?
Westchester.
West. Ooh. Okay.
Mount Kisco.
Oh, I see.
Is that in Long Island?
No, it's north. It's you know, right up the sawmill out of the city. Versus
Did Jay Leno have his tongue out the whole time? Was that one? Jay, just to let you know, we got the guy from Four Weddings and a Funeral. What's his name?
Gerard Depardieu.
No.
Sorry, I always love when you brought up.
Grant, Hugh Grant.
Oh.
Hugh Grant coming on the show.
You got bucks with a hookup?
He's like the Michael Jordan of comedy.
God. He's the what?
The Michael Jordan of comedy. You know, Michael Jordan.
The tongue out.
Yeah.
The tongue out when he gets the good shot.
God, I got so excited to know. I like really piped in the tongue out.
Yeah, yeah. I get it. I know sports. City of the Day is brought to you by the Total Toe One Toe System. folks, don't you hate having all those little bitty individual toes? In this day and age, toes are totally pointless. That's why you need the Total Toe One Toe System. With this system, it's easy to turn all those piggies into one solid hog. Just collect a good-sized bushel of human hair, surround your toes with it, and add our Total Toe Fusing Gel. Wrap with gauze, wait 6 weeks, and your new foot is ready to go. Now you can say goodbye to lint and other crap getting stuck between your toes. Plus, you'll only have one big nail per foot to trim. Office Hours listeners get a free sticker if you order in the next 4 minutes. Just go bye-bye, piggies. Just go to byebyepiggies.gel/onetoe. What? Can you read the? I'll let you cap it. How would you say that ending?
Well, that was the point, was to see if you could read it.
Oh.
Just go to byebyepiggies.gel/onetoe for me and order now.
Okay. Dot gel. All right. Nobody wants that. I can tell you that for sure. I'm fine with toes. Do you have any issues with having toes?
I have
toes?
An issue. They always get caught in the sand and stuff. And you
caught
know,
in the sand?
If you had one big flap.
You'd probably fall over a lot more.
Plus, I'm not wearing flip-flops. I don't want anyone to see it.
Go ahead, Jack.
No, I've always had an issue, actually, with what I think of as the tasseling of flesh, okay, at the ends. Yeah. I think it's disgusting that there's sort of a tassel, like a little fringe.
fringe.
Yeah, like kind of cut in.
Yeah, it's tassels.
Let's let that breathe up a little, right? It's like kind of disgusting, right? Yeah. But then here's my other thing about toes, and not to just be trying to, like, whatever, but I do, I guess, have something to say.
I hope you do. Why I asked you to come in.
Are you ready?
Don't feel self-conscious about having something to say.
Yeah, right. You gotta like go along with it, all right? Because I can't guarantee, but one of you will feel it. All right. Here's my question. So obviously five toes and five fingers, right? So it's kind of a...
10, but...
On each, right? So there's obviously a kind of correspondence between thumb and first finger, second finger, whatever.
Sure,
Okay.
I'm with you.
Okay. Now,
I think everybody at home, look at
right?
your toes and your fingers at the same time.
Now, here's the question, okay? If you had to match them up, if you had to point at someone the way you were going to point at someone with an index finger, what would you use intuitively, what would you use on your foot?
Big toe.
Yes, right? So in a way, despite there being five, there's a feeling, right? You'd think that the thumb is going to be the big toe and it's going to be a one-to-one match, but it's not, right? Now, try to, in your mind, feel how you would give someone the finger, okay, with your foot. So turn it around and give it to him. Do you feel it, kind of? To me, it's very clearly. Well, I'll let you feel it.
I was gonna say the big toe. Is what
it's still
I would
the big
do.
Toe to
I
you.
Would, yeah,
that's the only toe like you can really control at all, right?
But the feeling to me, like if you move your middle finger right now and try to me, it's the middle finger of the foot. To me, feels like it's the second toe.
Oh, interesting.
Do you see? Do you see how that one is kind of the central?
This one here.
Doesn't that feel like the middle toe, kind
totally.
Of? Totally. Now then, here's the question. Get ready. What
I'm
the
ready.
Hell is the rest of them? So then the next two, what are they?
That's, pointless.
They're the ring finger. Do you feel it?
Yeah, I
but
feel
the
that.
Two of them together are the ring
they're
finger.
They're connected. They should and, almost be together.
Yes.
Fused.
And then there's an absent
thank you.
Thumb.
Well, it's I the was, fusing gel. That's yeah. what
where's
the fusing gel
vision so they can see my beautiful here, foot?
Here, put
that
man,
my ad is
video.
Oh, yeah, actually a big hit, actually.
Where is the vision?
Show my foot.
And then Pinky and Ring are just right. those are
hold
accurate.
On we're gonna get yeah. Quentin Tarantino to start watching this show now.
Right. Wait, is that the thing with him? Is that why there's such prominence of toes?
Yeah, he's a foot fetish guy.
Because I mean, in Kill Bill, I feel like that was really
yeah.
looking
it's
at
all,
her feet in the
well, it's
coffin.
All over
right?
that. To Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Right.
I'm gonna have to go no shoes now because I can't just have one shoe on.
So I know that was a like you know a long walk so to speak.
I'm fascinated by it.
There's got to be someone that's going to connect with it.
I mean, yeah. I think generally our toes are doing lots of work balancing us and keeping us moving.
Like, how do you deal with the fact that we actually are evolving to have an extra like finger? Like,
we are.
Yeah, like this is like
no, that's on the way
wait.
Out.
Yeah.
That's
bullshit.
We're going into Simpsons.
No,
style.
I had friends in high school that had like this thing at six.
Oh, they had the extra.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I'll keep them. Yeah, they just kept them.
You had friends, multiple friends.
I lived next to a nuclear power
yeah,
plant.
I did.
Yeah, really.
Where's
it's
your
normal. What?
It's normal.
Wait, yeah.
time out. What?
It is. It's a normal. It's like, from what I understand,
it's
like
the
next
yeah.
like step of evolution.
Toes too. Actually, I do think there's.
But
like,
why though? What do we need them? Like, if,
no,
you know
the
what
pinky
mean? Like,
toe's on the way out. I feel like it's getting smaller and smaller. Vic.
It is. It is.
All right, well, let's get a biologist in here at some point.
Yeah.
Extend
that a little
get to
bit.
The bottom of this.
You know, these are just the kind of things you pray come to mind when you're a guest on a show. You go, I got something.
Yeah, you didn't, by the way, this is not one of these shows, and you can verify this.
Yes.
We're not doing a pre-interview, and you're not clarifying. Yeah. You're not, like, sitting down with us and
Hell.
Saying, let's hit this beat,
Hell.
Let's talk about this.
I can't do that.
You can't?
I mean, Yeah.
Yeah. What? Sorry. We got the band standing by. I just wanted to.
Yeah, we do have
are they getting
minutes left
are
on
they
the
getting
clock.
Rowdy about it? Are they getting rowdy
they're getting
out there?
Pissed.
Luke, are you mad at me because I scolded you on the show? Be honest with me. Okay. Oh, damn. I have to make well, do you mind if we bring the group in?
No, bring the group
and
in.
Stay here. I mean,
oh, yeah. No, I am.
Because I feel like we're just getting warmed
yeah.
up.
Get on your knees for the Holy Trinity.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. And I'm going to go right into their song. Oh, shit. Here they are. I'm a little nervous. Ladies and gentlemen, direct from the UK, we're going to get a performance. Here's how it's going to go.
Now,
we're going to have a performance.
Why?
And then a quick chat.
Because all the great
and then a break. And then I hope they can stick around, but they might have to go. Maybe they're doing Jimmy Kimmel tonight. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, straight from the UK, performance from Sleaford Mods.
Yo, me and Dan the Olive. What's the chopo list on that? What's that idea? Lift up that list of no one, list got you. Don't talk shit, stinks poo poo. I don't break you. She's not right now, that's what he said. Blokes a kiss our silly head. Blokes commercial boring twat. I don't really like things like that. I don't break you. Watch the cards, I've seen them drop. You're the every man that's not. You're the fixer, lovely teeth. Well, fuck off, wanker, famous teeth. I don't break you. Ah-ah! done by you. Moo moo. I've done by you. I've done by you. What does it all mean? What does it all mean? What does it all mean? What you telling me that for? Boosting with you for the law. I don't want those stars near me. I'm not fucking galaxy. I've done for you. Appropriate, make the wrong. I'll just look like anyone. I'll just do some dum dum dum. It's infested like that rap on our pole. I've done for you. I don't want the castle run. I don't want a motor's fault. I don't need the horses running. I don't need no princess abseiling Danny. I don't break you. Yeah. I don't break you. I don't break you. I don't break you.
Jason.
Hello.
Andrew.
Hi.
Great to have you guys on the show. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah, thank you.
That was exciting. What do you think,
I was changed. I it sounds ridiculous, but I was like, that's what I want to be like. I was like, I got to bring that like, I mean, maybe it's just a masculine energy, but the whole, I don't know.
You are so in the zone. You have to be. Was it uncomfortable to do that here in this reared room in this morning small vibe? It's not a dark, scary, loud club.
Yeah. No.
Felt all right?
Well, it's even more radical then, you know?
I don't know. It can be a bit wooden sometimes, but today it just seemed a lot more relaxed than usual, didn't it?
Yeah. I think with TV or
this is TV?
Yeah. podcast or whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes you tend to forget the lyrics.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you forget them anyway sometimes. Did you forget any? No, it was spot on. It was all right. But I had them ready on my phone just in case I started messing up.
I did the, not to make it all about me, but it is my show. I did a music show in New York, last two in New York. And the first one at the Bowery Ballroom, I blanked so bad right away. Like first song, I'm like, I don't know how to start. But once and then the audience is so nice. They're just like, they told me what the lyrics
incredible.
Were.
Well, that's
good.
But then once I get the first line, I'm home free.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's that first line.
It's just the first line and then it all falls into place. What about you? Do you forget words?
Yeah, and it's the same. And this is what makes it hard to make changes because, you know, it's like, when the lyric or the words are in you in the way that you kind of just like go through them, then if I try to make changes, then I'm completely ruined.
It just completely ruins the rhythm.
And so I'm like, cool, I guess I'm never going to change that line. That's a problem.
So your show is like, it's almost, you could, is like a script at this
there
point.
There is a script, but for somehow after hundreds, I guess, of performances, I still don't. It's because of the way I. It's like it's still not locked. Yeah. Like it's weird. Yeah.
Well, it should be a little loose.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So if you guys are in, are you in a rush to get out of here? Can you stay for a little
sure,
bit?
Sure. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just take a quick break. Awesome. I want to talk to you guys about all sorts of stuff. They're playing tonight, if you're in L.A., they're playing at the Terragram Ballroom. Great spot.
Yeah.
Good sound there.
Yeah.
Have you been there yet?
No.
You're just trusting me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you want to be positive about the venue on your way in.
Yeah. No, but they're there tonight and tomorrow. Unfortunately, tickets are sold out, but you are on tour. So if you're around, look them up and see if they're coming to your town.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on tour this summer. Tickets at timheidecker.com/live. Those shows are not, some of them are sold out, some of them are not. So there's still opportunities.
You sell them out and then you add more. So it's always going
to
be
you have to.
The unsold.
What else do we... Oh, tonight, just a couple of plugs because we're going to take a break and come back for more show. But tonight, Office Hours East is broadcasting on this channel. With the new, do you know John Glazer?
Not personally. I mean, I know him. Does he know me is the question.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
That's tonight. And this Saturday, this is exciting. You guys are going to be long gone, but you'll appreciate what we're doing, I hope. We're calling it jam night, but it ain't going to be a jam. We're going to make a song this Saturday live on the air. We got Eric Slick and Brian Robert Jones. Is that right?
Brian Jones?
Brian Jones. the deceased Brian Jones.
You dig him up.
Yeah. Boy, what do you think his corpse looks like now?
Brian Robert Jones.
Fully decomposed, skeletonized.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
One of the original Rolling Stones. Uh-huh. Just a fucking skeleton now. What a shame. You're probably not going to find that bowl cut that he had, you know?
That's all that's probably there.
Oh, so the hair?
Yeah.
Swimming trunks? Died in the pool, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, he drowned, right?
Died in the pool, didn't he?
Yeah, there's some conspiracy about that.
Oh, apparently he was pushed in or something.
I think Mick and Keith might have just...
Yeah.
I could see that happening.
How many skeletons do the Stones have?
Skeletons?
Skeletons, yeah.
Well, let's see. I think Brian Jones and, of course, Watts, Charlie Watts. His body is not
full. Well, I guess we're
his
all
body's still quite
we all have
right.
skeletons, whether I'm just, you know what I mean.
Right,
right, right.
Who's arrived at that stage?
And this guy, Ian Stewart, who was their piano player, keyboard player for many years.
Is Wyman alive?
Bill Wyman is barely alive. Yes, yeah, barely alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's beginning the death, the spiral into death.
Oh.
Due to lack of interests. He's going to melt into his easy chair.
Interest keep
I've alive. Begun to die, you see. It's only a matter of time, I'm afraid. I can feel the worms beginning to crawl in my bones. Well, I'm glad you're laughing. Thank God. Imagine if they're just staring me down. You fucker. I'm going to fucking kill you. All right. We'll be back. We'll be back in 5, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy the break. Don't take big shits if you need to.
You are full of shit, cunt.
Let me sing for a living. I want to sing for a living. Oh, baby, let me sing for a living. I got to make some dough. Don't say no. Put me up on the mic.
Ah, this is Steve Harvey, and I want to let you know there's a whole other hour of fun and laughs waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. They're there right now and join for just $5 a month, or $55 for a whole year. You get the compound, the jaw hole, full to our episodes, and much more. What are you waiting for? Oh, hey, and let's get down to business at patreon.com/officehourslive. That's patreon.com/officehourslive.